Welcome to the Crosslands Church podcast. Our mission, to help you experience the life with God you've been missing. And now, a message for you.
So, at Crosslands Church, we've had a lot of conversations in the past few years about how we follow Jesus in the path of discipleship. And that translated into how do we, as pastors, as leaders in the church, do that better? And we had a conversation probably a couple of months now. I remember it was at least Wade and I. It might have been everybody in the office. How can we continue to mentor and invest in the next generation? And we are living in Canada in the 21st century. We are living in a culture that can seem very volatile. Certainly, the future is unknown, and we have a huge opportunity and a huge challenge that I believe takes a whole new level of creative kinds of leadership. And I believe that there are people that God is raising up to be those leaders for the future. And so one thing we decided to do was look at who are some of those people in our congregation that we can invest in and give them opportunities to lead. And so this morning I'm not speaking. We have some young leaders in the church, and this Sunday, today, and in 2 weeks, we have a couple of young leaders that have been investing and growing and learning in Crosslands Church, and we decided to give a couple of these leaders an opportunity to speak on a Sunday morning. And so it's a surprise, it's a treat, and so this morning we have somebody speaking that I've come to know quite well over the years, and I would like to introduce to you Judah Middle.
All right. So if you ever talk to my friend Ben, he'll say, nothing can make me uncomfortable, nothing makes me nervous, but here I am. I'm a little nervous. But no, I rarely get uncomfortable, I rarely get nervous, but I have a friend named Aaron who actually puts me to shame on that. A few years back, we were in the mall, me, Aaron, another friend, Vanessa, and me and Aaron played a little game just to see who could make Vanessa more uncomfortable in the mall. So we're walking along. Every now and then, Aaron will just, people start looking at us. Van goes, Aaron, stop that. Stop that right now. Now I have to yell louder because I'm trying to make Vanessa uncomfortable. She's getting very uncomfortable. She's walking away from us. We're following her. And Vanessa keeps telling us, you're not supposed to do that. Stop doing that. And I was like, well, why not? Why can't we do that? And I feel like sometimes we do that with our faith. We look at our faith and we go, you're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to express yourself fully. We're pretty afraid of expressing our faith. And I don't know why. I feel like if you let fear run your life, you don't really know who God is, which is a bold statement, but I think it's true. If you let fear run your life, you don't know who God is. But we'll talk a little bit about that. We have a website, crosslands.live. We got some questions that I wrote on there. Where do we go from here? After the message, you can look at them and apply it to your life a little bit better, hopefully. My number is at the top of the screen. You can send me a text message, hopefully a couple low balls if you could. So send me a text, and yeah. The verse I'm speaking on today is Proverbs 28:1. We're reading from the New Living Translation. It says, the wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions. So I looked at that verse and I went, okay, it's pretty straightforward. If you're godly, be bold. But I wanted to dive in a little bit deeper, and I looked into it, and my dad encouraged me to see if there was anywhere else in the Bible that it talked about that. And so I actually found like an almost word-for-word repetition of that first half, break down the first half of that, the wicked run away when no one is chasing them. And it's actually a callback to Leviticus, where God is talking about the covenant that he has set up with Moses and Israel. And he says, you know, if you break this covenant, there's going to be some problems. In Leviticus 26:17, he says, I will turn against you and you will be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you will rule over you and you will run away even when no one is chasing you. Which is pretty scary to hear from God. Bold, big news from God. These are the consequences of disobeying God. If you break the covenant, if you disobey God who's set you up and you break that promise, you break the rules with God, He's gonna send a flame against you, and you're gonna run away even when no one is chasing you because you're gonna be so afraid. But then the second half comes in Proverbs, and it says, "But the godly are as bold as lions." So if you break the covenant, bad stuff's going to happen. But if you're godly, you'll be okay. You can be courageous. And so we look at this and we go, okay, well, how do you be godly? Well, when you look at Jesus, Jesus died on the cross for us. Jesus paid the price for our sins, right? We're godly in the fact that if we believe in Jesus, he already did the work. So if we believe in Jesus, we are godly. He paid the price for our sins. We're in good standing with God through Jesus. Also in the Bible it says, no weapon formed against you can stand against, right? No weapon formed against you will succeed. God wants us to succeed when we're aimed towards him. So when we know that Jesus paid the price for us, when we look at that, we can know that we're fine. God wants us to do well. It's easy to be afraid in today's culture, right? We live in this, my dad said volatile, which I think is a good word. We live in this postmodern, post-Christian society that says, you know, what are the three things we don't talk about? We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about money. We don't talk about religion, because those are the things that are a little taboo. You don't want to make other people uncomfortable. You want to bring those up because you can, you know, start arguments with your family at Thanksgiving or whatever. But why? And I get it. It's hard to be bold in our faith. A few years back, when I was in high school, I was walking home from school, and it was winter. I had this big coat on, and I had a couple winter coats, so I was really bundled up. It was really cold, and I was walking behind this kid. I don't think I've ever told this story, but I was walking behind this kid, and I kind of felt God going, "Just go give him your coat. He's cold." And so I'm walking along. I'm like, "Oh, that's not God. He's not telling me to do that. That'd be weird." And so I got this big coat on, and I'm like, "Oh, well, I'm pretty warm. He must be pretty cold." But you know, we keep walking, and I'm kind of like pleading with God. I'm like, "All right, if he walks 10 more steps, then I'll give him my coat." And then, you know, 10 steps later, I'm like, "Okay, 20 more steps. I don't know." And then I didn't give him my coat. We split, and the whole rest of the walk home, I was like, "Why didn't I give him my coat?" Because I was afraid. I didn't want him to think I was weird, I guess. I didn't want this kid to be like, "I don't want your coat." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." Like, so I didn't give him my coat, and I still think about that. And that was a few years ago. And that's just, you know, I'm up here talking, but it's easy to be afraid. It's easy to look at you know, our culture and go, "Well, I don't want people to think we're weird. You know, I don't want him to think I'm a weirdo because I'm just going to walk up and give him my coat." Our Canadian society tells us more and more that faith is private. It's something that is just yours. You know, there's that whole mentality of, you know, "I believe what I believe, you believe what you believe, and we're never going to talk about it, and that's fine." And, you know, it's like telling Aaron, "Don't yell out in the mall." Like, because society tells us, you know, that's not normal, don't do that. And so it's similar to that in our faith. You know, we're told, don't talk about it. But in the Bible, we're called to talk about it. We're called to be bold and active in our faith. The book of James, like 90% of the book of James, can be boiled down to, if you're not doing it, you don't believe it. Faith without acts is dead, which is a bold statement, but, you know, it's in the book of James, it's in the Bible, so it's true. But, you know, that's bold. But so much of our Christian faith, we take it for us. And, it is for us in the sense that God loves us, God wants to pour into us, but that can't be the final step. You have to push that forward. You have to do something with it. Faith without acts is dead. And so, I get it, fear is easy, but we don't fully understand who God is if we're afraid to express our faith. Because our all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving God wants us to succeed. It says so countless times in the Bible, and if we're godly, if we know that God, you know, sent his son to die for us, then what are we afraid of? We're backed by God, who created literally everything. So, you know, that's a pretty good place to start if you're backed by that guy, but yet we're still afraid. But why? You know, what's the worst that's going to happen? You know, your friends aren't going to want to talk about your faith. Maybe coworkers say no to coming to church. The neighbors think you're a little bit weird. But who cares? Because we're called to live in our faith. We're called to do something. If you're doing something out of love and you're doing something for God, how bad can the outcome be? Even if it's a no, you can still try, and at least that way you're not turning down what God wants you to do. I was thinking about this a little bit. I'm kind of going off note, but I was thinking about this during the message, and I was listening to everybody sing, and I don't know how many people are in here, maybe 300, maybe. I'm not good at guessing, but I just thought about it, and I thought, if everyone here in this room during their lives in their faith led one person to God, we're doubled. We're at 600 people. Now, if 600 people lead one person of faith, you know, 300 do another one, and then the other 300 do their first one, we're at 1,200 people. And that's not that hard. We all know one person, I'm pretty sure. How, like, we're called to act out in our faith. If this many people can lead one person to God, that's exponential growth. And so that's what we're called to do. We're called, you know, at Crosslands, we talk about the other 80,000. 600 is a pretty good start. Like, we're called to these unchurched. We're called to these people. We live in this post-Christian society. My dad and I were talking about it on the way here. We're kind of living in this culture where, you know, it's not, we're not in a Christian society anymore. In America, some of the areas, it's still pretty Christian. In Canada, not so much. And my dad was saying that, you know, he was talking to someone and they were saying, you know, as a church, we need to just hunker down and survive through this period. And I think that's garbage. Like, we're in a post-Christian society. What better time? We need Jesus. All these people need Jesus. I do youth. I'm a youth leader. And I look around and I see, you know, some of the youth. And I think about, you know, I go to the mall with Ben. He's another youth leader. And we look at the youth and we just kind of are stunned. We're like, what more? Like, what better time to get Jesus out there? We need Jesus so bad. And you know, some people are just like, oh, we just need to hunker down and wait till the society wants us again. No, this is the time. This is the time to get Jesus out there. And we need to do it. We're called to be bold. And why not? Because we're backed by God. Right? We're called to be bold. And God wants us to succeed. And I think that's pretty awesome. So, you know, this week, if you can, try it. Why not? Invite someone to church. I think we have a pretty good church to invite people to. It's pretty relaxed. Grab a cup of coffee, have a nice seat in one of our cozy chairs. But this week, invite someone to church or go out for coffee with a close friend and just talk to them about their lives. You know, sometimes we say it at Crosslands, you ask how they're doing, know how you're really doing, because everyone says good, but not everyone's doing good. You know, ask them how they're doing. Prayerfully act. Take a moment, pray. Go, God, how can you use me for my situation that I'm in? We're called to be followers of Jesus that act. It's our vocation that we talked about a few messages back, where we are called to do something with our faith. Otherwise, what's the point? Just to make us feel better? Jesus died to make us feel better? That can't be it. We're called to live full lives, and that includes acting, and we're backed by God who wants us to succeed, so I'm sure we'll probably be all right. Be bold. The Bible tells us so many times that God wants us to succeed, so why shouldn't we be bold? And, you know, if you've never heard about this before, we got the ABCs here at Crosslands. I talk about it at youth all the time. It's the three simple steps to believing in Jesus. A, admit. B, believe. C, commit. Admit that, you know, we can't do this alone. Admit that we need some help from God who wants us to succeed. Believe that the way to do that is through Jesus who died for us. And C, commit. In this case, I would say commit is do something. Go out and do and prayerfully try and do something for your faith and live it out. Some of the next steps we have here at Crosslands is you can join a small group. If you already believe, if you're already starting that journey as a Christian, you can join a small group, which is a great way to push your faith and do it in a community where you're building each other up and giving each other some courage. But, you know, basically, what could you be missing out on by not being bold? What could you be missing by not having the courage? God has your back, so why waste the time being afraid? Because he wants you to do well. And so with that, I'm going to close. If you guys want to stand, and we can close in some prayer. And I don't know if I have any text messages. I'll check really quick. I don't, so we're good. All right. All right, let's pray. Dear God, I want to thank you for this crazy opportunity to be up here speaking, this very nerve-wracking opportunity. But I want to thank you for the courage that you gave me, and I pray that you can give this courage to everyone in this room, to just even one person. We could grow so much and have such an impact on our community, and you have called us here, God. And I pray that we can know that you're backed by you, and I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you that you want us to succeed, to bring you glory, God. And I just pray that everyone here can have an awesome week. see him back here next week and the week after when Ben is speaking. And I just pray everyone has an awesome week and can prayerfully act on our faith. In your name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Crosslands Church podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Store so that it comes straight to your device. And to find out more about Crosslands Church, you can visit us at crosslands.ca. Join us next week for another message to help you experience the life with God you've been missing.